Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We learned when you were kids, everybody wanted to be some very fun and unique thing.
Like a lion tamer.
Yeah.
At the shed, sort of.
Sea lions. We think we made it make sense. We also played a little mix and match today with superpowers on the mind.
And I think we all wish we could go back in time and not do that.
Yeah, or just pick different ones. That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Sabrina Carpenter desperately wants to jump off a cliff, is what she told Cosmo magazine. I really want to jump off a high cliff into water. I've never done that, but into like a safe lagoon. I'm being so genuine right now. It's scary, but I really, really want to do it. Now, how about you? Is there something that scares you that you really, really want to do? A lot of texts coming in. 847, how about a hot air balloon ride? My mom always wanted to do that. Hot air balloon ride. 708, go with Nikki and swim with the sharks.
Oh, we could do it, but not.
No, but not. Anthony texted, I want to go zip lining. Isn't there that River Forge, or what's it called? There's a thing,
oh, yeah.
In the, like, Western Burbs,
yes.
Maybe, where you can go ziplining?
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about,
you know what I'm talking
and
about?
Yet the name is not.
I think it is the Forge.
The Forge is involved, yeah. Yes.
Lisa Allen knows. She went there and filmed a video once, and they had her ziplining all the way across the thing. Pretty cool. I want to go alligator hunting. 219. I don't know. Paraglide, 847. I want to start a new career in my 30s, says an 815. Heck yeah, go for that. You got time. 30s young. We're all going to live to like 104, right?
Unless you got huge bills right now. You got to, you know, cover everything, cover all your bases. I mean, just be smart about it. Be smart about it.
Just go for it. You'll be fine. It'll all work out.
That's true. We're very small in the universe.
None of it matters. Money's a fake thing that we made up. Who cares? Let's see. I want to sleep on one of those hammocks on the side of a cliff.
Oh, gosh. I see that. That is terrifying. Yes.
I could never relax. I'd be there for like two seconds, and I'm like, okay,
yeah.
I want to go on the
ground. I don't think
we're going
to get any sleep tonight. Is there help nearby? I love watching those climbing documentaries. There's all those like free climb and free solo, and the guys climb with no ropes or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they cut to them sleeping at night, and they literally are like hammering a nail, and they're sleeping on a floating, like, what?
I mean, I guess it's better than being on the ground where the animals can get you.
I get, yeah. There's no bear that's going to come
up there. I'll take my chances on the ground.
You think?
No
oh,
way.
They have some huge hawks up there too. They'll come and snatch you
true.
Up.
They
fly away with you.
Yeah, watch out.
Nope.
Ghost hunting. 219. Ghost hunting. Nobody. Okay.
No.
Oh, we're good. I want to tell my wife that her directions were correct while I'm driving. That's something I'd like to do that scares me.
Oh.
Wow. 630. I want to get a tattoo. Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
I want to try singing karaoke sober. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Go for it. 630. This one's simple, but I want to try gardening. I just have a phobia of earthworms. It's a real thing.
You're going to run into them. I'm just going to warn you.
They're not going to do anything to you.
No.
They're
no.
more scared of you than you are of them. I mean, imagine right now if somebody ripped the roof off your house and looked in at you. You'd be really scared.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to run. Don't worry. They can't hurt you anyway. 630. I want to get Botox and fillers. That's scary. Yeah. Let me see here. I want to retire. I'm old enough, and I really want to do it at the end of this year, but I am terrified.
Okay. If you know.
Did I get hit him with that money thought again?
Yeah, well, be financially ready.
The person says that he's ready or she is ready financially, so I'm just going to take that at face value that the money is not money's not a problem.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they do say? More money, more problems.
Maybe
I mean,
that's the problem.
Just look at the guy behind that song.
Yeah.
P. Diddy. Oh, a lot of problems there, my man. Ouch. 708, I want to try sushi. I get that one.
Yeah.
I remember having the same. I wasn't sure about sushi. I don't know. Didn't really have it until after college. And then now I love sushi. Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal. Highly recommend.
Start with a veggie.
Yeah, get a California roll. There's no fish in there at all. Just cream cheese and cucumber and stuff, right? Avocado, something like that. It's great. Also, get the spicy mayo sauce, and it doesn't matter what you're eating. It all tastes good. The Forge is in Lamont.
There you go.
That's what we were talking about.
Lamont Quarries.
Yes. 209, I want to ride a motorcycle. Yeah, I've never done that. Never ridden a motorcycle. Never been on a motorcycle. We almost wanted to get them when we lived in Los Angeles. I was like, going to go take the class. I was Googling it. I was ready to sign up. And then I was like, I don't know. Swanee had a motorcycle. But that checks out. That's on brand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I told you that Whip rode like a Kawasaki Ninja, that'd be a surprise.
No, but my neighbor Mako does. Or
Mako has.
has a
motorcycle.
I don't know what kind, but he also has a Porsche. Swanee. He and Swanee would get along.
I want to come over to Mako's house and check out the car.
He will make you some tacos. He will show you his roof.
Would you let me drive the Porsche?
I don't know. Maybe.
For like 2 years?
Play your cards right, maybe.
Hang on a second. And one of the more popular ones that came in is skydiving. Yeah, I would go skydiving, but I've never done it. But I think I would. I'm not clamoring to do it, but I think if the opportunity presented itself, I would do it. V has skydived.
Yeah, you did it, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did.
Skydived?
Skydove? I say dove, but I don't know.
You jumped with a parachute on.
I did, yes. Well, I had a partner. Like, I didn't go by myself.
To
yeah, okay. Tandem.
Yeah,
did you do it again?
That's how you have to do it, right?
I think one time is enough for me. I experienced it. I liked it, but I mean, you're free falling at like 120 miles per hour. It hurts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you fall fast, especially when you got two bodies falling.
Yeah, how about
before that parachute deploys.
Man, Tom Petty didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
Right. No.
And finally, 815, the thing that scares me that I really want to do, buy a house and have a mortgage.
It's scary.
It's
I'm
scary
not gonna
right
lie.
Now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Scary
but just
right
forget
now.
About it. It's like you sign it up for it and do auto pay. And
it is very funny at closing when you buy a condo or a house or something. You don't, no one ever sees money. You like sign a bunch of paper and then all of a sudden they're like, you own that now. Check your account. And you're like, oh God.
You'll be paying us for 30 years.
But then they do that nice thing where they go, you don't owe us anything for like a month and a half.
This month is taken care of. Right? We took it right out of there. Yeah. You're good.
What a nice gift. Yeah. It's so sweet of them.
Then you go and you'll be like, let's get new appliances. Look at all the money I have.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what? Oh, my God.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
You're out about minding your own business yesterday and suddenly it's actually a little dark out there. You see the person at the stoplight next to you wearing the eclipse sunglasses, trying to peer up at the sun, and then the light turns green, and they keep driving with them on.
Oh.
Dangerous. They had to actually warn against this, and yet many people wore them, and some of you caused accidents. Ooh, what happened? Oh, I was wearing the eclipse sunglasses. They're really dark. It happened to you, though. You were distracted and caused an accident. Good morning, Sherry.
Hey, I had a spider slowly descending from its little web right in front of my face.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Mm-hmm. Now, where were you on a highway? Were you on a street? How fast were you going?
No, luckily I was on a side street, like a two lane, side street. But it was a lot of screaming, and then my kids were in the car, so they didn't know what to do, and none of us were like brave enough to just grab it. So it was just me screaming while this thing is descending until I could pull over and get it out.
And you managed to slap the spider out of the way, and no accident was caused.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so yes, nearly, but we were okay.
I like the idea of, we don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Just keep screaming. And then they're all screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Colleen. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Hi.
Boy, you can't get away from these. How'd you nearly cause an accident? You were distracted?
Well, I had gotten a haircut, and I don't know why. I thought it was a good idea to get bangs. And then when I was in the car on the way home, I hated the bangs. They were too short. And I was just checking them in the rearview mirror, trying to, like, pull them down and see if I could adjust them and make them look any better somehow. And I rear-ended someone.
No!
Bad bangs.
Bad bangs caused the bang. Now, when you got out of the car and they were like, what the hell are you doing, lady? Did you say, I just got my bangs. Did you start crying?
I didn't admit to the bangs. The lady, I felt too stupid.
Do you still rock bangs now, or did you let them grow out and get rid of them?
No, never again.
Man, Whip, you and I will never understand it, because I'm guessing neither one of us will ever have them. But bangs is a real thing. It's a real decision. I remember my wife had bangs at the end of college, and the bangs lasted like a year or two, because then it was like, well, I'm here now, I can't get rid of them. And then growing them out was a whole process.
Those bangs.
Those bangs, man.
She bangs.
That's right. That's what that song was about, I think.
Yeah, she was like, oh, no, not again.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Julia, what out of the ordinary thing did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be a lion tamer in the circus.
A lion tamer
in
the circus. Now, had you seen the circus and you thought, that's what I want to do?
No, it was in this Dr. Seuss book about careers, and I saw it and I was like, that's me.
And what do you do now?
I'm an occupational therapist now.
Same thing.
Oh, the places you'll go.
Oh, the places you'll go. All the way to occupational therapy. That's pretty cool. Have you ever dealt with a lion tamer in occupational therapy? They had an occupational injury and you had to help nurse them back?
No, I work in special ed.
But okay.
It is still kind of a dream of mine to somehow work at the Shedd Aquarium, at least.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, volunteer or something.
They don't bring lions in there very often.
Don't tell her.
Oh, sorry.
But you could do, you know, sort of an experience.
Or a sea lion.
Yeah.
Sea lion.
That's it.
Hey.
That's it.
Sea lion. Hi, Tina. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. I love your show.
Oh, love you right back, Tina. What did you want to be when you were a kid?
I wanted to be a computer animator.
Computer animator, like making Pixar movies and stuff?
Exactly, yes.
Now, had you seen a computer animated movie and you were like, that's what I want to do? Or how did you come to figure out what that career was?
Well, I wanted to go into art, and I wanted to do something that would make money also. So I actually started going to school for it.
Wow.
I became pregnant, which was a blessing. So I quit school, and now I teach the visually impaired high school kids.
Oh, there you go. That's amazing. Well, good for you. Yeah, that's a very admirable career. Oh, good. That's admirable. So there you go. So Tina wanted to be the computer animator, and now she teaches visually impaired students. That's fantastic. Jen, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing really well, Jen. Now, yesterday would have been a big day for you had you become the thing you wanted to be.
It was still a big day for me because everyone knows this joke, but I went away to college to be an astronomer.
An astronomer? Oh, my God.
I did. Yeah.
And what do you do now?
I became an English teacher.
Okay, to write about astronomy.
You know, I went to SIUC in Carbondale, picked it as my major. I went to my first Astronomy 101 class. I was so excited. I made it through, like, week two of the math, and I was like, oh, man, there's math? So I went right to my counselor and said, we're going to have to switch to English.
Yeah. Okay. This whole math thing ain't working.
Let's read read some books about space instead.
Yeah, why not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you
go down to Carbondale yesterday for the big eclipse? Go back to the old alma mater?
I wanted to so badly, but I couldn't. We were running our own eclipse event here at a community college that I work for, and so couldn't make it down there, but I hear it was amazing. Tom Skilling was there. I mean, how cool is that?
How much more can you want? He came out of a camper on TV. The guy was in a camper. Yeah. And he came out. He's like, I'm here. I'm in a camper. That's nice. Okay, Jen wanted to be the astronomer, became an English teacher. Hi, Sophia. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. I love this one. What did you want to be when you were a kid, Sophia?
I wanted to be a mermaid.
A mermaid. That's it. I want to be a mermaid. Now, that's out of the ordinary. Now, you want to be a mermaid, and what do you do for a living now?
Right now, I work in a cardiology office as a receptionist, but I'm trying to put myself through school so I can be a speech pathologist.
Oh, there you go. So you wanted to be a mermaid.
When it started, she's like, I'm trying to put my school to be, you know, to be a mermaid.
That's what I thought,
too. That's going to be tricky, but I love it.
I'm at Finn School right now. It's going really well.
Yeah.
Next, I go to Coconut Bra School. Fingers crossed. Pretty nice. Sophia, all right. Now we go down here to Maritza. Hi, Maritza. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. What or who did you want to be when you were a kid?
A meteorologist.
That's right. Now, was there a specific meteorologist that led you there?
All of them. I really enjoyed waking up every morning, especially Channel 5, Tom Skilling, of course, and just watching the weather. But unfortunately, I am a teacher now.
Unfortunately.
And I'm driving into work. No, I'm just kidding. I love my work. I love my work. I love teaching.
What? We could tell you were kidding.
That's fine. We knew we were. We were all chuckling.
You're
in
a
here.
Ooh.
What do you teach, Maritza?
I teach third grade Chicago Public Schools. So
all right. Which school? You want to shout it out?
Shout out to Marsh Elementary, south side of Chicago.
So Marsh. Let's go. Marsh Elementary, watch out. Maritza is so excited to be there today. She's on the way. There's no unfortunateness about it. Nope. And finally, hi, Kaselin.
Yes, hi.
Hi, good morning. Now, what did you want to be when you were a kid?
I wanted to be a Walmart greeter.
Boom, Walmart greeter. Just rock the blue vest and let everybody know the carts are over here. Welcome.
Yes, and give out the stickers, especially.
So was that what it was when you were a kid? Did you get a sticker and you thought, that what a great job. I want this job.
Honestly, yeah. They were always so happy to see you when you walked in. It was usually like a little old person with a blue vest on. I had an attire that I would wear anytime we went to Walmart and bring my own stickers.
Now, please tell me you don't work for Target. What do you do now?
No, I got a degree in technical theater, and I'm a professional stage manager.
Really? Wow. Where at?
I stage manage all over Chicago. I do Northwestern a lot.
Watch out. Are you working on any shows right now?
I'm about to work on an opera that's coming up at Northwestern.
Ooh. Deflator Mouse? The one
no,
I know.
any stickers involved Les in Mis? That opera?
Not that I'm aware of.
You know, as stage manager, you do kind of stand off and you welcome and greet the actors on and off stage. So that's kind of nice. You're kind of doing a similar
you
gig. You know, you got the headset on. And you're like, Peter, get back to wanding. You know, so that's exciting. I like that.
Absolutely.
Do they still have greeters at Walmart? Because I semi-frequent at Walmart. I don't feel like I see the greeters. Maybe it's just the one I go to.
No, I think they got rid of the greeters. But, yeah. You know, if they want to make a comeback.
Agreed.
Yeah, maybe you could lead the comeback. Maybe that's what the world needs. So Kaselin will have to retire from technical theater management and then become a Walmart greeter.
Mix and match, it's an easy game for you. Mix and match, even has a theme song too. Who will you choose? Your head you'll scratch when you play mix and match.
Ow! It is time to mix it and to match it, please. Welcome to the show. They hung up. Hang on a second. We're grabbing another player. I literally, as I went to hit the button, they disappeared, but Swanee, our executive producer, is getting another. The phones are all lit up to mix it and match it. We told you moments ago that Robert Downey Jr., during an interview, officially went on the record to say, happily, I would happily play Iron Man again. It's too integral a part of my DNA. That role chose me, and I would never, ever bet against Kevin Feige, the guy who runs Marvel.
But I feel like up until this point, it was like, no. Mm-hmm. I thought I've read other stories where he was like, it's in the past, he's got other projects, but, you know, who knows? Maybe you miss it a little.
I read into it a little bit. The Marvel movies have not done so well over the last couple of years, and maybe they reached into their checkbook and they were like, Daddy, please come home.
Yeah.
Please come home. Right. And they want to give him, because we're all in the theater. I mean, I would be there day one, right? Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Stephanie, have you heard us play Mix and Match before?
No.
Oh, good. I love it. This is great. A first timer. So here's what we do. We share a fill-in-the-blank question about all of us. We each write down our answer. Your job's to pick one of us and then match our answer. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, I just shared with the room that Robert Downey Jr. says he would be down to play Iron Man again. He would do it, quote, happily. And so with superheroes on the mind, Nikki, Whip, and Violetta, if I could have any superpower, the superpower I would have is what?
Oh, man.
What superpower would I want to have? Now, Stephanie, what do you do for a living?
I'm a registered medical assistant for a plastic surgeon.
Hey, right on.
That's kind of a superpower.
That's
already
a pretty awesome power. Yeah. You can make people look different. Okay, Stephanie, I've got everybody's answers locked in. Are you ready to play Mix and Match?
I am.
Okay. I'm going to share everyone's answers, and we'll ask you to pick one of us and match our answer. If you get it right, you're going to hear this. If you get it wrong, you're going to hear this. Who do you want to match answers with today? Chris, Nikki, Whip, or Violetta?
Violetta.
Okay, great. Here cool. we go. I asked everyone, if you could have any superpower, what superpower would you choose? Did Violetta say, flying? Flying? Flying or going back in time?
Oh.
Oh. Flying.
Yeah.
You're gonna go with flying. Now, Stephanie, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You chose flying for Violetta. What led you there?
Because it's what I would have picked.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Now, yeah, plus it would be nice to just avoid all that traffic.
Yeah, just go right over it.
Yeah.
We could send her out with a headphone on. Like, you don't need the chopper. You'd be like, hey, screw you guys. All right, guys, I'm looking down below.
Yeah.
Now, between Whip, Nikki, or me, Chris, which one of us said we want to go back in time?
I would say you.
Oh, no, 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 no. That was our very own Nicole.
Yeah, because I feel like...
I was torn between you two, though.
Okay. Because you feel like, even though there's the butterfly effect, I feel like I could fix so many things.
Oh, that's a problem.
Do you know what I mean?
Have you not watched any of the movies?
I've watched
Flash. It's the premise of all the movies.
I know, but that's because it's a movie, not reality.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Stephanie, congratulations. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks for playing.
Yay, thank you.
You're so very welcome. You wouldn't be able to. You're going to ruin the rest of our lives.
We don't know that. These are all just theories. These are all just theories of the time continuum.
Oh, my. Take me away. Yeah. I don't mind.
What?
Just as long as it's back in time.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
Tulips are the signature flower of spring, and they are really beautiful. They come in so many different colors, and they are starting to pop up in the thousands around us currently. So there are so many places that are trending right now in the Chicagoland area because the tulip season is about to start, and there's fields and fields and fields of them. So three of them right now that are very, very popular are Keeper's Family Farm along I-88 just announced that they are going to be having their Midwest Tulip Fest April 27th. Very, very exciting. Then there's also the Never Ending Tulip Tulips in Indiana. That's at Wellfield Botanic Gardens in Indiana. And then Holland, Michigan, there's like a lot of different places to see tulips there. Do you have one that you love?
No, I mean, they have a song, though. It's Tulips Are Blooming in Holland, Michigan. Tulips bright colored and gay. Tulips are blooming in Holland, Michigan. Tulips, like something today.
Oh, I love it.
It's very beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And you put on some wooden shoes and you dance to it.
The image of you putting on wooden shoes and singing that song has just warmed my heart.
I actually just go to State Street in front of the Chicago Theater.
Yeah?
There's a ton of them there. Literally, not a joke. There's like a whole planter's box of them.
Sure, it's very similar to the botanical gardens and the entire town of Holland, Michigan.
It's got to be the same.
It's just like
same experience.
Just like, oh, they call that little flower
little,
box.
Little Holland?
They call it Little Holland.
Go sing the song and dance in front of it, and people will think they'll just give you money. It'll be great.
There are people out there singing and dancing all the time. Yeah.
Nikki, probably wanting some money.
So that's happening. Enjoy wherever you are. Next up, Millie Bobby Brown. She is from Stranger Things, and she is engaged to John Bon Jovi's son.
That's right.
She has, in the past... Oh. What?
Tommy used to work on a dock.
Exactly.
Look at this.
So she has, in the past, said that she has one ick. Her ick is men carrying umbrellas. You're using umbrellas. And she's like, I don't know. I've tried being okay with it, but it gives me the ick. Like, to me, it looks pathetic. So... there's a new clip that's trending now. She's found a new ick with her fiancé. Take a listen.
I was on a flight with my fiancé, and he got a nosebleed, and I got the ick. One, because he just got a nosebleed. Like, at the most inconvenient time, we just landed. He's doing an 11. I'm like, calm down. Two, he's acting as if it's painful. And I'm like, it's not painful. And he's like,
I didn't know she was British.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all the way.
And doing an 11 because she would have, like, blood coming from her nose in Stranger Things.
Right.
And lastly, Jeremy Allen White, the main man in The Bear, which is filmed right here in Chicago, is on his way to playing America's boss, Bruce Springsteen, in the making of his Turning Point album, they say, Nebraska. It's a biopic, and it's called Deliver Me From Nowhere. So he is set to play Bruce Springsteen in this. So people are very excited seeing the side-by-sides of a younger Bruce Springsteen and him.
It is so weird how he can look like Bruce Springsteen in one picture and then Gene Wilder in the next picture.
Yeah,
it is so bizarre. He really looks like both of them.
Got that whole Dirty Hot thing going.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess we've got two important people, John Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen, we're talking about.
Old buddies.
That's your Flash Briefing.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.